Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And also, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And we got some new stuff. In fact, my predictions are going to be up there this weekend, my 2012 predictions. Phil Simon is with us. Phil's one of our newer members of our Brain Trust, the author of the brand spanking new book, The Age of the Platform. He also, his other book, not too far, not that old either, is called The New Small. Phil, tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
For the new one, it's theageoftheplatform.com. My main site that has information for all four of my books, Jim, is philsimonsystems.com.
All right, so check that out, philsimonsystems.com. Phil, talk to us about this. In the age of the platform, do you recommend platform building for all businesses, not just companies like Amazon and Apple and Facebook and Google? Do you see this as a new sort of model for companies to be successful in the 21st century?
All else equal, Jim, I believe strongly that companies that have platforms will do better than companies without them. Again, a platform is not going to save necessarily a dying business, but it's important if you're building a platform, and this is one of the key points in the book, to use existing platforms as planks in your own. So foolish is the business that doesn't have at least a Facebook fan page or a presence on Google+ or
right.
do something on Twitter, because that's where conversations are happening.
Right.
So you don't have to go out and spend tens of thousands of dollars necessarily building all of these different platforms. But, you know, when I look at small businesses, Jim, that don't have a proper website, and when I try to Google a realtor in Las Vegas or something and I get a Yelp page, I just think, why wouldn't you want that as sort of your home base? So, I don't believe that small businesses will rise to the size of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google just because they read my book, but I think that they can actually interact with platform companies. Just as an example, I had an app for The New Small, my last book, in the App Store. So I'm not a big company, but I realize that people have iPhones and people download millions and millions of apps. So.
And that's what I mean by relevance, Phil. When I talk about relevance, that's what I'm talking about. That your platform, and I talk about customers when I talk about, but you point out that you know, in the 21st century, you have two groups that actually contribute. You have users and customers, right?
Well, I'll actually see you and raise you. You have users, you have customers, you have partners, you have developers, you have other third parties.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this whole ecosystem. One of the topics that I talk about in the book is this notion of ecosystems. So you want people to be buzzing about your product, whether they technically use it or not, or whether they pay to that, because to me that's really the definition of a customer, right? Facebook has 850 million users. I would argue that it does not have 850 million customers. Amazon has hundreds of millions of customers, because even though you can get stuff for free on Amazon, most people will pay for a book or a CD or a movie or some groceries or something. So, but ultimately you're spot on. This is very much a very customer-oriented period. If you go back to platforms of the mid-1990s, when I first started working with corporate technology, they were very much business-oriented. In other words, you used Microsoft or IBM or Oracle products while you were at work, and then you went home. Well, today everyone, and Chuck Martin's going to talk about this in a bit,
right.
Everyone uses smartphones. You're taking your platforms with you. That's why, to me, the iPod and the Amazon Kindle and the iPhone, all these devices are essential, because you are not just using this stuff at work, you're using this stuff all the time. We are constantly connected.
So is platform building, is this kind of similar to blurring the lines? Is that what you're talking about, blurring the lines between work and life?
Well, there's absolutely been this consumerization of IT. No longer do you just use technology at work. In fact, I would argue that now most people have a smartphone that in all likelihood, exceeds the technology that they're using at work if they've got an older PC.
Probably so. Yeah.
So, but yes, there's been very much this blurring of the lines, and in the age of the platform, companies that are successful are the ones that understand this. You know, they're not developing these intractable 5-year plans and sticking to them. You have to be able to embrace uncertainty. You have to embrace the unknown. Yet you're going to launch a product or service, and you may not know if it's successful, and that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. So when you talk about should every company build a platform, I'd say forget the technology. Ask yourself a fundamental question. Are you comfortable with people taking your product or service in different directions?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where we're going right now. When Google makes its API or application programming interface open and lets developers develop whatever they want for Android stores, Google doesn't know where that's going. So that's a fundamental philosophical business question. Are you comfortable with that level of uncertainty? And if you're not, you may not want to build a platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it takes capital to build some of these platforms. But I still maintain, and I think, folks, this is the reason why I want you to know about Phil's book. I believe that when you read this book, The Age of the Platform, you will see how you can customize your own platform, not to look like Google or Facebook, but to look like yourbusiness.com, Your Business Inc., with this platform. It could be take a lot of different forms. And Phil, I congratulate you on writing this book. I think it's very applicable to small business.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed having you here. Give us that website quickly one more time.
The simplest site for the book is theageoftheplatform.com.
All right, so check it out. Phil Simon, folks, he'll be back. We got more to learn from him. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
You have to go on and do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.